let's think more about the communion of saints. And looking therefore at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 10, we read these words. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own people. For when we brought you the good news, it was not only with words but also with power, for the Holy Spirit gave you full assurance that what we said was true. And you know of our concern for you from the way we lived when we were with you. So you received the message with joy from the Holy Spirit in spite of the severe suffering it brought you. In this way, you imitated both us and the Lord. As a result, you have become an example to all the believers in Greece throughout both Macedonia and Achaia. And now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere and beyond Macedonia and Achaia. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God. We don't need to tell them about it, for they keep talking about the wonderful welcome you gave us and how you turned away from idols to serve the living and true God. And they speak of how you're looking forward to the coming of God's Son from heaven, Jesus, whom God raised from the dead. He is the one who has rescued us from the terrors of the coming judgment. May God bless us as we consider his word this morning. This past Friday, November the 1st, was All Saints' Day. It's a sometimes overlooked holy day in United Methodist congregations. It's not nearly as well known as the day before, All Hallows' Eve, or better known as Halloween. But it's far more important in the life of the church. So we take the time as a congregation to celebrate its meaning on All Saints Sunday, which is today. John Wesley, founder of our Methodist movement, enjoyed and celebrated All Saints Day. In a journal entry from November the 1st, 1767, Wesley calls it a festival I truly love. And on the same day in 1788, he writes in his journal, I always find this a comfortable day. And the following year, he calls it a day that I peculiarly love. This may sound odd to us. I mean, United Methodists don't believe in saints, do we? Well, yes and no. Wesley cautioned against holding saints in too high regard. The articles of religion that he sent to the Methodists in America in 1784 include a statement against the invocation of saints. The invocation of saints. Wesley did not see biblical evidence for the practice and discouraged Methodists from participating. The calling upon, the invocation, the calling upon the saints. But he also advised against disregarding the saints altogether. In an All Saints Day journal entry dated Monday, November 1st, 1756, Wesley writes these words, How superstitious are they who scruple giving God solemn thanks for the lives and deaths of the saints. Now, if your 18th century English is as rusty as mine, it might help you to know that the word scruple means to hesitate to do something because you think it's improper or wrong. And so, essentially, what he was saying in language that we would use today is people who hesitate to give God thanks for the lives and death of his saints are just superstitious. All Saints Day is an opportunity to give thanks for all of those who have gone before us in the faith. It's a time to celebrate our history, what United Methodists call the tradition of the church. From the early days of Christianity, there's a sense that the church consists of not only all living believers, but also those who've gone before us. For example, in Hebrews 12, the author encourages Christians to remember that great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us and encourages us and cheers us on. Charles Wesley, John's brother, picks up this theme in the hymn that we sang together this morning. The first verse, he offers a wonderful image of the church through the ages. You sang this morning these words, "Let saints on earth unite to sing with those to glory gone, for all the servants of our King in earth and heaven are one." On All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday, we remember all those, famous or obscure, who are part of the communion of saints, which we confess each Sunday when we recite the Apostles' Creed. We tell the stories of the saints to glory gone. Alongside the likes of Paul in the New Testament and Augustine and Martin Luther and John and Charles Wesley, we all tell stories of the grandmother who took us to church every Sunday. We remember the pastor who prayed for us in the hospital and the neighbor who changed the oil in the family car. We give thanks for the youth leader who told us that Jesus loves us. We give thanks for the kindergarten Sunday school teacher who showered us with love. And the woman in the church who brought us groceries when we were out of work. Retelling these stories grounds us in our history of faithful believers in Jesus Christ. These memories teach us how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before us. The stories of the saints encourage us to be all God has created us to be all that God has always intended for us to be. Charles Wesley's hymn tells of those to glory gone, that they are joined by saints on earth, whom we also celebrate on All Saints Day and All Saints Sunday. We think of the inspirational people with whom we worship in this place every Sunday, and those across the world we will never meet. We celebrate fellow United Methodists who inspire us, and we celebrate those of other denominations whose lives encourage us. We pray for those with whom we agree, as well as we pray for those whose views we do not share. Additionally, we remember and pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ who faithfully follow Jesus in places where being labeled a Christian puts them in danger, in some places, mortal danger. On All Saints Day and All Saints Sunday, we recognize that we are part of a giant choir singing the same song. It's the song Jesus taught his disciples, a tune that has resonated throughout the church and the world for more than 2,000 years, a melody sung in glory and a melody sung on earth as well. And our great privilege, is to add our voices to this choir. We have that opportunity, not just today, but in all of our lives, out in our community, at our work, at our school, at our times of recreation, in our neighborhoods, with our neighbors. We have the opportunity to add our voices to the choir that sings this song of salvation from Jesus Christ. The last verse of this hymn of Charles Wesley that we sang this morning, "Come, let us join our friends above," encourage us to sing faithfully while on earth, so that we might join that heavenly choir someday. This is the last verse he wrote. "Our spirits too shall quickly join, like theirs with glory crowned, and shout to see our captain's sign, to hear his trumpet sound. Oh, that we now might grasp our guide. Oh, that the word were given, 'Come, Lord of hosts, the waves divide, and land us all in heaven.'" On this All Saints Sunday, let us give thanks for both the saints in glory and those on earth who have led us to Jesus as they've shared the gospel with us. May we commit in our minds and hearts that we will add our voices to that sharing so someone else may hear about the grace and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for the lives of his saints. Let's pray. We come before you today, O God, perhaps not seeing ourselves as saints, certainly not from the definition that's been given down over through the years. But we know that because we believe in you, because someone has shared with us the good news of Jesus and we took it to heart, and our lives changed, and we became followers of him, we are saints who are available to share the good news with others the same way it was shared with us. Help us that we might live our lives. Help us that our behaviors might show forth the truth of Christ. Help us that our words might inspire others to come to know you and to follow in your way. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.